This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll start with the Georgia Senate runoff races. The Democrats have won at least one of them. Raphael Warnock will be Georgia's first black senator.
We were told that we couldn't win this election. But tonight, we prove that with hope, hard work, and the people by our side, anything is possible.
His victory puts it within Democrats' reach to win the majority of the U.S. Senate. But it's too soon to call the second race in Georgia between Republican David Perdue and Democrat John Ossoff. They are still counting votes in that race. Meanwhile, Trump supporters have been gathering in Washington to protest November's presidential election outcome.
Trump won!
Hundreds of Trump supporters were out in force in the nation's capital Tuesday for the first of 2 days of rallies, timed to coincide with Wednesday's joint session of Congress designed to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. The Trump backers gathered Tuesday at Freedom Plaza and cheered speakers, including former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
Everybody in this country knows who won the election on the 3rd. Who won the election on the 3rd? Donald Trump!
Wednesday, the rally moves to the Ellipse near the White House, where President Donald Trump plans to deliver remarks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the nation could soon be giving at least a million COVID-19 vaccinations a day, though the pace so far has been slower than many had hoped. Dr. Fauci's warning that the virus will be surging this month.
If we look at what happens in the next week to a week and a half towards mid-January, I hope we regain the momentum.
The virus has now killed more than 357,000 people in this country. This is AP News. No charges will be filed against a white Wisconsin police officer who shot a black man, Jacob Blake. The AP's Ed Donahue has the latest on this story for us.
Blake was shot 7 times last summer and was left paralyzed. It set off violent protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin. District Attorney Michael Gravely says officers responded to a woman who had reported her boyfriend was not supposed to be around.
There are many commands disobeyed.
Gravely says officers, including Rustin Shesky, tased Blake. He also says Blake was armed.
Officer Shesky says, I continued to fire until Jacob Blake dropped the knife.
The head of the local chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union says not charging the officer continues the cycle of enabling police violence and evading accountability when they seriously injure or harm a black person. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.